Buy now and make no payments until fall. That's right. At Jeff Weiler's Columbus Auto Mall, drive today with no down payment and no payments for 120 days. Whether it's a car, truck, or SUV, why wait? Shop hundreds of vehicles, all with no payments till fall. Hurry into the Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall, where the deals won't wait and neither should you. Find us on Gender Road or JeffWeilerColumbusAutoMall.com.
Tired of trying diet after diet without results? Mochi Health offers a long-term weight loss solution personalized to your needs. Our board-certified obesity doctors and registered dietitians provide expert guidance to help you succeed. Eligible patients can access custom-formulated GLP-1 medication at an affordable set price delivered monthly. Take our free quiz at joinmochi.com and use code AUDIO40 for $40 off your first month. That's joinmochi.com.
Buy now and make no payments until fall. That's right. At Jeff Weiler's Columbus Auto Mall, drive today with no down payment and no payments for 120 days. Whether it's a car, truck, or SUV, why wait? Shop hundreds of vehicles, all with no payments till fall. Hurry into the Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall, where the deals won't wait and neither should you. Find us on Gender Road or JeffWeilerColumbusAutoMall.com.
Tired of trying diet after diet without results? Mochi Health offers a long-term weight loss solution personalized to your needs. Our board-certified obesity doctors and registered dietitians provide expert guidance to help you succeed. Eligible patients can access custom-formulated GLP-1 medication at an affordable set price delivered monthly. Take our free quiz at joinmochi.com and use code AUDIO40 for $40 off your first month. That's joinmochi.com.
Welcome to the podcast. If you'd like to listen to an ad-free version of this episode and all of our episodes, then search True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts and press subscribe. That's our premium channel where all of our ad-free and advanced episodes live, all in one place. True Crime Today Premium Plus. Search it on Apple Podcasts and press subscribe. Even try it for 3 days free.
They thought they'd get away with it until now. This is Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi, featuring retired FBI Special Agent Jennifer Coffendaffer.
What if the key to solving a double homicide comes down to one bullet, but the science behind the bullet is just kind of guesswork? I'm Tony Bruschi. Today we're diving headfirst into one of the most controversial elements in the case against Richard Allen, the so-called forensic, and I'm putting it in air quotes, science of bullet markings. Prosecutors are betting everything on a single unspent bullet found at the Delphi crime scene, claiming it matches Allen's gun. But here's the problem. This science isn't airtight. It's not DNA. It's not a fingerprint. It's subjective and more like an opinion than a fact. And the deeper we go, the murkier the waters get. We'll break down how the state is building its case on tool mark analysis, a field that assumes the slightest mechanical nicks and scratches are unique enough to link a bullet casing to one specific gun. But what if those same marks could come from any number of firearms? What if investigators are chasing a mirage, convincing themselves of a connection that doesn't really exist? Beyond the courtroom, there's a bigger psychological question at play. Why would a system cling so fiercely to questionable evidence? Is it desperation for a conviction? A desire to close the case at any cost, even if it means bending the science to fit a narrative? What happens to public trust in a justice system if we convict the wrong man based on junk science? If Allen didn't do it and the science won't hold up, then the real killer has slipped through the cracks. But if the state can't prove its case with certainty, how does the town of Delphi and the grieving families move forward from all of this? It's a trial with very high stakes, built on fragile foundations. We're here to pull apart every twist and turn. Joining me is retired FBI Special Agent Jennifer Coffendaffer. I was hoping that they would be proving us all wrong. Not that I hope Richard Allen is guilty, but I'm hoping they're going to figure out who the hell did this for the sake of these families. And if it's him, it's him. But I was thinking, just by the way they were so just belligerent, and the state is what I'm talking about, how Gull was so belligerent outside to any of their requests, any of their motions, to the public questioning, to the pressure that was put on it. We got our guy. We got our guy. Okay, well, let's see in court what you got. They got nothing. I mean, they're really not presenting a strong case. I was hoping there's a lot of things behind the curtain that we are just unaware of, and they're going to prove us wrong. They're proving their incompetency even better than I think we ever thought.
Well, you know, one of the pieces of evidence that came out that is confusing to me is the note where he says, I'm ready to confess.
Yeah.
And if you compare that, and again, we don't have the actual note. We have a replica where, in other words, that reporter's looking at it, and then on his notes or her notes, they're writing, they're mm-hmm. taking care to make it look exactly the same, right? Where
yeah.
capitals or slanted or mm-hmm. inserted at different places. But compare that note to the note he wrote when he wanted counsel. Mm-hmm. I mean, the note where he wanted counsel is beautiful writing. Mm-hmm. It's all, I mean, comparatively, it's all in line. It's well organized. That note that was presented, it looks like either the ravings of a madman or of a young child.
Yes.
It's a hot mess. And I just don't understand what change that would make one's style go from when you're asking for attorney, big deal, when you're getting ready to confess, a big deal, that the writing would change so strangely.
Well, a mental breakdown is what would cause
exactly that.
Being tortured for a year in solitary confinement when you haven't done anything wrong. That's what I think would lead to that. What's been your reaction thus far on the confessions themselves? Because this was a big one going in. We got 60 confessions, and all they've shown us thus far is a piece of paper, like you said, that looks like it was written by a madman or a child. I would say a drunk child at that, because I think even like a regular child that's not under the influence of something could probably write better. So I'm going to go with drunk 11-year-old writing that one is another possibility. But what about the confession? We've yet to hear one. I thought, you know, I think that was a big thing we were all thinking of. Okay, let's hear the audio of these confessions from the prison. We haven't heard anything. And I'm wondering why that is.
Well, you know, it's back to the order of proof. So whenever you're putting a case like this together, typically what happens is the prosecutor is going to sit down with the investigators, and they're going to work very deliberately on putting together the order of proof that's most convincing for a jury. Mm-hmm. Personally, for me, I see what they're doing. You know, they first of all want to shock the jury with all those photos, the autopsy photos. They want to grab the jury and say, somebody is going to pay for that. Mm-hmm. And guess what? We got the somebody, and he's sitting right there.
Yeah.
So I'm not at all surprised with that order that they decided to come out with. And now they're kind of doing this chronology. And I think they realize that their witnesses are weak, super weak, and their evidence is weak. So they're kind of getting this over right now in a lull, and then they want to hit home, I think, with the confessions and the ballistic information to have the last thing in the jurors' minds. So I think that that's, Tony, why they're doing the order of proof this way.
Do you think we're going to hear confessions? We're going to hear the actual audio of him making those confessions? Or do you think maybe that audio is just so weak and really the ravings of a madman that it's not really usable?
Well, they're going to have to play the confessions, I think, and introduce them. If they don't, they will be extremely remiss. But it's up to the prosecution to decide. I think the most important confessions, though, are the ones made early on. I believe there were 5, 4 to the wife and 1 to the mother. Mm-hmm. Those are most important because one could argue that, well, the other 50 some odd were made to make him look crazy, mm-hmm. and that really the good ones, the real ones, are the first 5. So I want to see what's in the first 5.
Yeah.
If they start picking and choosing, in other words, there's 61 and they take number, you know, 1 and 15 and 40,
yeah.
that says what they want to say, hopefully the defense, and the defense seems to be on top of this, hopefully the defense will you know, point that out and, yeah. and play the other ones. The defense for sure should play all 61.
I want to hear all 60. I want to hear every single one that is recorded and on the record, because I think that will show a very interesting human being right there. And it could go either way, I guess. But I don't think we're going to hear a very competent human being making all of those. Or it may digress, or it may, I don't know. I don't know what to expect. Let's talk about the ballistics here, because that seems to be the only thing that the prosecution thinks they have going for them, of this unspent bullet that was found on the ground after all of the officers came into the scene and took a look at it. And so God knows how many you had wandering around there at the scene. And if you just kind of play the odds of maybe somebody dropping a bullet, 10, 20, 30 officers wandering around this crime scene versus the one man who was walking around dropping a bullet who said he had nothing to do with it, was just out there hiking. I think your odds are clearly in one direction. But they have the argument of, well, it fits like it would have gone through his gun. The markings show that, which is also a science that's not super reliable. Why? What do they have here on this bullet that really they think they can show went through his gun and it wasn't cycled through any other of the many other guns who would have been on that scene from the officers?
Well, to me, the biggest item that I hope the defense did, and I don't know, I did see they already had one of their experts kicked out. I think they're called a metallurgist, basically somebody to talk about metal markings, but they weren't a firearms expert, had never testified about firearms. And so the Judge Gold said, you're out. Mm-hmm. But hopefully the tool marks expert, and that's what they're called, either hopefully has FBI experience, if not ATF experience, that are truly experts. In other words, that's what they did all day long, was sit in their chair and look at tool marks on cartridges and on, on bullets, on spent rounds and so on. Hopefully that's what they've got. If they have someone like that, then I'll say again, hopefully they actually examined his gun.
Where is
against
his gun?
That. It should be in evidence.
Yeah.
But they should have pulled that out. And I never saw any orders along this line. And I tell you, I think this could be major, because you saw in the ruling by the judge just yesterday, I believe it was, saying, listen, plus, this guy, not only is he not a firearms expert, he is not an expert in terms of, he didn't look at it. He didn't look at Richard Allen's gun. He didn't conduct any ballistic shooting from Richard Allen's gun or ejection of a bullet from Richard Allen's gun. That's a big problem. So I'm hopeful that the defense knew to get Richard Allen's gun out of lockup, the evidence room, and actually perform these tests. What I also hope they did, or what they should have done, was taken similar Sig Sauer 40 caliber handguns and maybe tested 100 of them that were produced in that exact same year, and even tried to find some that maybe had in the similar serial number strand, and see if the tool mark left from the ejection, from the ejector and the extractor match. That would be an amazing expert. If they get somebody on the stand that hasn't examined his gun and how it treated another bullet, they're going to be in big trouble, the defense.
So here we are. What started as a search for justice now feels more like a game of smoke and mirrors. The state's reliance on dubious bullet science, combined with shaky confessions and weak witnesses, it paints a troubling picture of a justice system's priorities. Instead of facts, they're leaning on perception, trying to push a jury towards an emotional outrage outcome rather than offering them solid proof. And that's a dangerous game. The real tragedy? If Richard Allen is innocent, then a murderer has been out there for nearly a decade, unnoticed, unpunished, and free. And all because the system might have been too stubborn, or some individuals in the system might have been too stubborn or too desperate to look beyond the first convenient suspect that came along. But here's the tough question. We're left with this to think about. If the prosecution's case collapses, will anyone in power admit they were wrong? Or will they quietly sweep it under the rug and move on to the next story? I'm Tony Bruschi. If you want to stay up to date with this case and the others that we cover, be sure to press subscribe wherever you you are getting podcasts. Welcome to the podcast. If you'd like to listen to an ad-free version of this episode and all of our episodes, then search True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts and press subscribe. That's our premium channel where all of our ad-free and advanced episodes live, all in one place. True Crime Today Premium Plus. Search it on Apple Podcasts and press subscribe. Even try it for 3 days free.
You're in the thick of a true crime saga, every detail sinking in. And then, wham, a commercial about something you couldn't care less about. It's like being served a microwaved dinner at a five-star restaurant. But it doesn't have to be this way. Go for True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts. With True Crime Today Premium Plus, you get uninterrupted, ad-free episodes, extended interviews that dig even deeper into the muck, and early access so you can brag to your friends. It's like ordering the secret menu at a crime buffet. So, search for True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts, subscribe, and savor every twisted detail without interruption.
Buy now and make no payments until fall. That's right. At Jeff Weiler's Columbus Auto Mall, drive today with no down payment and no payments for 120 days. Whether it's a car, truck, or SUV, why wait? Shop hundreds of vehicles, all with no payments till fall. Hurry into the Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall, where the deals won't wait and neither should you. Find us on Gender Road or jeffweilercolumbusautomall.com.
What is dedication?
The thing that drives me every day as a dad is Dariano. We call him Day-Day for short. Every day he's hungry for something, whether it's attention, affection, knowledge. And there's this huge responsibility in making sure that when he's no longer under my wing, that he's a good person. I want him to be able to sit back one day and go, we worked together, we did a good job.
That's dedication. Find out more at fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Buy now and make no payments until fall. That's right. At Jeff Weiler's Columbus Auto Mall, drive today with no down payment and no payments for 120 days. Whether it's a car, truck, or SUV, why wait? Shop hundreds of vehicles, all with no payments till fall. Hurry into the Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall, where the deals won't wait and neither should you. Find us on Gender Road or jeffweilercolumbusautomall.com.
What if I told you that right now, millions of people are living with a debilitating condition that's so misunderstood, many of them don't even know that they have it? That condition is obsessive compulsive disorder, or OCD. I'm Dr. Patrick McGrath, the Chief Clinical Officer of NOCD. And in the 25 years I've been treating OCD, I've met so many people who were suffering from the condition in silence, unaware of just what it was. OCD can create overwhelming anxiety and fear around what you value most, make you question your identity, beliefs, and morals, and drive you to perform mentally and physically draining compulsions or rituals. Over my career, I've seen just how devastating OCD can be when it's left untreated. But help is available. That's where NOCD comes in. NOCD is the world's largest virtual therapy provider for obsessive compulsive disorder. Our licensed therapists are trained in exposure and response prevention therapy, a specialized treatment proven to be incredibly effective for OCD. So visit NOCD.com to schedule a free 15-minute call with our team. That's NOCD.com.
Buy now and make no payments until fall. That's right. At Jeff Weiler's Columbus Auto Mall, drive today with no down payment and no payments for 120 days. Whether it's a car, truck, or SUV, why wait? Shop hundreds of vehicles, all with no payments till fall. Hurry into the Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall, where the deals won't wait and neither should you. Find us on Gender Road or jeffweilercolumbusautomall.com.
What is dedication?
The thing that drives me every day as a dad is Dariano. We call him Day-Day for short. Every day he's hungry for something, whether it's attention, affection, knowledge. And there's this huge responsibility in making sure that when he's no longer under my wing, that he's a good person. I want him to be able to sit back one day and go, we worked together, we did a good job.
That's dedication. Find out more at fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Buy now and make no payments until fall. That's right. At Jeff Weiler's Columbus Auto Mall, drive today with no down payment and no payments for 120 days. Whether it's a car, truck, or SUV, why wait? Shop hundreds of vehicles, all with no payments till fall. Hurry into the Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall, where the deals won't wait and neither should you. Find us on Gender Road or JeffWeilerColumbusAutoMall.com.
What is dedication?
The thing that drives me every day as a dad is Dariano. We call him Day-Day for short. Every day he's hungry for something, whether it's attention, affection, knowledge. And there's this huge responsibility in making sure that when he's no longer under my wing, that he's a good person. I want him to be able to sit back one day and go, we worked together, we did a good job.
That's dedication. Find out more at fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Buy now and make no payments until fall. That's right. At Jeff Weiler's Columbus Auto Mall, drive today with no down payment and no payments for 120 days. Whether it's a car, truck, or SUV, why wait? Shop hundreds of vehicles, all with no payments till fall. Hurry into the Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall, where the deals won't wait and neither should you. Find us on Gender Road or JeffWeilerColumbusAutoMall.com.
What is dedication?
The thing that drives me every day as a dad is Dariano. We call him Day-Day for short. Every day he's hungry for something, whether it's attention, affection, knowledge. And there's this huge responsibility in making sure that when he's no longer under my wing, that he's a good person. I want him to be able to sit back one day and go, we worked together, we did a good job.
That's dedication. Find out more at fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Buy now and make no payments until fall. That's right. At Jeff Weiler's Columbus Auto Mall, drive today with no down payment and no payments for 120 days. Whether it's a car, truck, or SUV, why wait? Shop hundreds of vehicles, all with no payments till fall. Hurry into the Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall, where the deals won't wait and neither should you. Find us on Gender Road or JeffWeilerColumbusAutoMall.com.
What is dedication?
The thing that drives me every day as a dad is Dariano. We call him Day-Day for short. Every day he's hungry for something, whether it's attention, affection, knowledge. And there's this huge responsibility in making sure that when he's no longer under my wing, that he's a good person. I want him to be able to sit back one day and go, we worked together, we did a good job.
That's dedication. Find out more at fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Buy now and make no payments until fall. That's right. At Jeff Weiler's Columbus Auto Mall, drive today with no down payment and no payments for 120 days. Whether it's a car, truck, or SUV, why wait? Shop hundreds of vehicles, all with no payments till fall. Hurry into the Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall, where the deals won't wait and neither should you. Find us on Gender Road or JeffWeilerColumbusAutoMall.com.
We interrupt this program to bring you an important Wayfair message. Wayfair's got style tips for every home. This is Styles McKenzie helping you make those rooms sing. Today's style tip. When it comes to making a statement, treat bold patterns like neutrals. Go wild, like an untamed animal print area rug under a rustic farmhouse table from Wayfair.com. Fierce. This has been your Wayfair style tip to keep those interiors superior.
Wayfair, every style, every home.